essentially, if you got rid of the tax, cannabis industry would explode.
Absolutely. Oh, my. I mean, so in this last election, along with a new administration, there are five new states that came on into the marijuana fold. Some of those really unusual players that you might have guessed would be more toward the end, like Mississippi and South Dakota jumping in there into the marijuana game too. I think a lot of these states are looking for ways that they can increase their revenue during COVID at a time when there's not a lot of other opportunities for it. And cannabis legalization is one way that they can increase their bottom line. I mean, just those five states coming on are expected to increase the total value of cannabis by $37 billion. $2.5 billion for a total of $37 billion by 2024. These are big numbers. The cannabis industry is no joke. It's going to be a serious player. It just needs the federal government to make up its mind when it's going to take the cuffs off so we can really go.
And who would you put your bet on? Like, what would you, if you was an investor, you know that this energy is there, and you know it's going to explode. Like, I know the industry is going to be big. Eventually, we'll figure it out. But I'm thinking, like, who's going to, you know, how can I take advantage?
Oh man, I don't know how to answer that, Prince, because we're a smaller company. We're sort of a medium-sized fish in this whole thing. So, if you're looking into investing, what I would look at are companies that are selling things that people are actually using. So most cannabis consumers still smoke cannabis. So if you're looking into investing in a company that does something radically different with the plant than what consumers do with it, then I would be a little more careful about that. There are a lot of places that you could go to. I'm afraid to get pinned down to say like one to invest in, though, because so many of them are smoke and mirrors and haven't panned out. I mean, I told you I have some Aurora Cannabis stock. I also definitely hold on to some Slang stock as well. And I think those guys are on the up and up for sure and have been for a while now. I think they will emerge as a large brand in the space. There are a number of different dispensary groups that are moving forward in a big way too that are not publicly traded yet. And we'll see, maybe Colorado Harvest Company will be one of those, but my guess is we're not big enough and we'll get gobbled up by a larger player and get rolled into a bigger deal, similar to what we were, just almost a part of.
So you're pretty much saying eventually you'll be brought out.
I think so. I don't see us as big enough to eat people. I think we're probably small enough to get eaten. But you know, that's also a way that we can continue to grow in a space that we might not otherwise be able to grow in.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming on, giving those great answers and questions.
Thanks, friends.
Is there anything else you want to leave the audience out there with?
Well, I mean, continue supporting your local cannabis companies. We are the closest thing to farm to table that's out there. We produce locally, we employ locally, we sell locally, and we buy locally. So your cannabis companies are farm to table.
Got it. All right, Sim, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Prince.
To the next video podcast, cartoon, or whatever you're doing around the globe. Peace, safe. I'm out.